Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's going on, Jermaine Johnson? Tune in to Turn on the Jets podcast.
Hey, this is Vinny Pasquantino of the Kansas City Royals. Make sure you tune into the Turn on the Jets podcast. Everybody, welcome back to the Turn the Jets podcast. I'm your host, Will Parkinson, at WillPaw11 on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. Just me today. We're going to do a quick recap of yesterday's game, the injury news coming out about Elijah Vera Tucker, Breece Hall, as well as the trade for James Robinson and Elijah Moore back in the fold. Victory Monday edition, fourth week in a row. It feels it's getting to become a habit now, obviously, with the Jets moving to 5-2 after winning in Denver, 4-0 on the road. First time the Jets are 5-2 since 2010. Now in the driver's seat with the second best record alongside the Kansas City Chiefs in the AFC. Not sure as much as I try to be optimistic, or many people do with the Jets. I'm not sure anyone really thought they'd be sitting here 5-2. Going into this Patriots game, I thought maybe 3-4 at best, maybe 4-3, but 5-2. Yesterday, another dominant performance by the Jets defense, holding the Broncos to 9 points. Sauce Gardner, DJ Reed, amongst others, having big games. The offense, Breece Hall had the one obviously special touchdown run. Other than that, not much. Not Zach Wilson's day by any means. Not Dwayne Brown. Dwayne Brown's day by any means. But look, a win's a win. The Jets have gone into Denver many times, not only 1998, I think of 2000, I believe it was 2012, I think of when they went there last year. The Jets have been outscored 49-0 in their two previous trips to Denver, and the fact that they got out of there with a victory is really all you can ask for. Again, not pretty, not a game that anyone's going to, hang in a Super Bowl video, but look, a victory is a victory. The Jets again move to 5-2, give themselves, one win closer to kind of continuing to chase that that playoff dream. We'll get into the offense first. Zach Wilson again, not his day. Start off three quick incompletions, sailed the ball high, really high, twice in the first quarter. Had a weird self sack where he kind of looked really athletic. They hit a spin move around a free rusher. Evaded him, then evaded a second guy, but then fell over and tried to throw the ball away, but really fumbled. The Jets got away with the call. He just didn't really ever look settled yesterday. It felt like he was missing easier throws. It felt like his footwork is a bit off. Again, this Broncos defense is special. If you look at the way they've held down guys like Justin Herbert, amongst others this year, Matt Ryan, they made pretty much look like he was officially washed. Many of guys have looked bad against this Broncos defense. They're probably the best pass defense in the NFL right now. Patrick Surtain, the whole Bradley Chubb, Bradley Bozeman, all those guys. But not a great day for Zach Wilson. He was under constant pressure between, what they were doing. Jets obviously were kind of throwing the ball short a bunch. The big, kind of play in the game, obviously, early on, Breece Hall on a toss crack play. It felt like it was there on the second drive, I believe. Jets started to get some stuff moving. Breece Hall on a third down gets a huge, huge gain at 10, 15, 20 yards on a toss crack. And there's a holding penalty, comes back. Jets go right back to it the next drive. Breece Hall, 62-yard touchdown run. Elijah Vera Tucker running right behind him. Awesome to see. You saw the electrifying speed. Dwayne Brown with a great block. Denzel Mims with a fantastic block. And that was kind of the Jets' biggest play of the game, especially from an offensive perspective. Not much else from there on out. Got a couple of field goals. But obviously, biggest part of the game was kind of the injuries in the offensive side of the ball. You look at Corey Davis getting banged up. Looks like a potential sprain in his knee. He's day-to-day per Robert Saleh today. But the two big ones, Breece Hall, who's, again, been their best offensive weapon. Odds-on favorite to be rookie of the year. You know, most scrimmage yards from a rookie through four games, I believe, with, you know, LaDainian Tomlinson and, you know, Brandon Marshall and all these guys. And goes down. It looks like, you know, it looked like from the outside looking in, maybe it's a concussion. It was really hard to tell what kind of happened. Didn't see like an obvious knee buckle or anything of that nature. And all of a sudden he's in the blue tent and then, you know, it's a torn ACL for Breece Hall. Incredibly disappointing. Also meniscus injury, incredibly disappointing. You hate to see his year end like that. Could cut into next year potentially. So the Jets lose. It's a massive loss. And we'll get into how the Jets will, you know, how they have looked to kind of replace him. But obviously a major loss. He'll be back and better than ever. But obviously a guy who showed elite promise through the first seven games was a fantastic running back in the NFL, playmaker, and then pass game was doing some good stuff in pass pro as well. So then the other really big injury, which I think is probably the most crucial of the three, Elijah Vera Tucker goes out in the second quarter. It felt like a flurry of injuries there.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYN ads.com. You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYN ads.com. You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYN ads.com. You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYN ads.com.
And AVT looked like a shoulder, then it was ruled an elbow. In my head, I'm thinking this is either a muscular injury, maybe hyperextension of the elbow. And we found out today, a torn tricep for Elijah Vera Tucker. His season is also over. He'll be having surgery on that. Robert Saleh mentioned just a huge loss. Elijah Vera Tucker, again, guy playing at an all-pro level, someone that was playing at a level at guard and at tackle, filling in everywhere, durable, vocal leader of this roster, young guy, and it's brutal. It's a brutal loss. Now with the Jets, we'll get Max Mitchell back soon, probably next week. He's eligible to come off IR. George Fant, you know, as a guy who's eligible to come off this week, probably will not. Maybe next week will be back, if not, you know, after the bye. So the Jets kind of have to stem the tide here for a week or two. But, you know, two really brutal losses in Elijah Vera Tucker and Breece Hall for the year. They kind of put a damper on this offensive performance and this kind of game in general. But good news on Corey Davis, and then we'll get to the defense. Sean Franklin Myers, again, good news on him as well. The Jets defense was fantastic yesterday. It's been fantastic for weeks on weeks on weeks now. You look at the play of guys like Quinnen Williams, obviously, and others, you know, up front. Bryce Huff, another huge game in terms of getting pressure and half a sack. Carl Lawson with a half a sack. Quinnen Williams with a huge hit on an interception by LaMarcus Joyner. Sauce Gardner and DJ Reed. DJ Reed, multiple pass breakups, huge hit on Jerry Jeudy. Sauce Gardner, I believe, had three or four pass breakups again, and just looks, you know, every bit the elite corner. You know, everyone was kind of had that expectation and hope for. And LaMarcus Joyner, Jordan Whitehead. Whitehead dropped an interception, but had a really nice game. CJ Mosley, another good game. It was just an all-around great team performance on the defensive side of the football, Brett Rippon or not. Jets went, again, went in a place that they have notoriously struggled in, and to get out of there with a victory, to be able to, the Jets special teams, another, you know, really nice performance, whether it's Justin Hardy and Brandon Echols covering kicks, whether that's Braden Mann and Greg Zuerlein doing a really nice job and, you know, in their duties between punting and kicking. You just really like what you've been seeing from, you know, from the special teams unit, the defense specifically. Those two units have carried the Jets. And with these guys now out on offense, they're going to have to pick up the load. And it's going to, you know, revolve on Zach Wilson, Garrett Wilson, some of these other backs, Michael Carter, you know, amongst others, kind of stepping their game up. And that's one, I guess, we'll go, you know, now to kind of flash forward to, you know, kind of what occurred today. So obviously we mentioned the two big injuries. The other name of note, Elijah Moore, who obviously did not travel with the team after being left home, whether you want to call it a suspension, whether you want to call it a benching, whatever it is. He is back. He is set to be active this Sunday. The Jets need him back. He's one of their most dynamic playmakers. Obviously, as everyone knows, kind of what occurred with him Thursday, Friday, you know, last week, requesting a trade after kind of having an explosion, you know, with some of the staff at practice and the whole nine yards. So with the Jets being able to get him back, that should do wonders for them. And, you know, be able to give them another weapon to play against this Patriots team, the Bills, you know, and others going forward here. Yeah, with the Jets getting Elijah Moore back, obviously positive news. The other news tonight, obviously before we get out of here, and then we'll have Sam Monson on this week, Mike Giardi, amongst others. I kind of previewed the Pats game and break a little bit more down in depth the game from yesterday with the Broncos. But Jets actually just acquired James Robinson from the Jaguars to help replace Breece Hall. That's going to be a sixth-round pick that can become a fifth-rounder, potentially the pick the Jets cut for Blake Cashman, you know, in the offseason. So another Joe Douglas kind of shrewd move here. James Robinson's a running back with just 24 years old, a restricted free agent at the end of the year. So the Jets could be able to retain him. But a guy that has, you know, over 2,000 career yards on 4.5 yards a carry, 18 touchdowns, you know, limited workload, kind of fell out of favor last year with, you know, esteemed head coach Urban Meyer. And then obviously the Jaguars took Travis Etienne a year ago in the first round and kind of made him, you know, the feature back for them. But, you know, from a Jets point of view, there's, you can't be too upset about acquiring somebody, you know, like a James Robinson at this point in the season, very limited, you know, obviously capital to kind of have to be able to, you know, acquire him. You look at it from the perspective of they needed another, you know, another body there with, you know, obviously losing Breece Hall. Michael Carter is a guy that's more of kind of that 1B back in terms of, you know, workload. You have guys like Ty Johnson, Bam Zonovan Knight on the roster, but the Jets getting guys like Elijah Moore back, obviously that was more of a self-inflicted wound, but getting James Robinson, you know, in the mix, hopefully he'll be able to go on Sunday. And then you look, you know, at Max Mitchell, George Fant, potentially a week or two out, at least gives you a chance to be able to kind of cope with the loss of guys like AVT and Breece Hall. Corey Davis, again, day-to-day, we'll see. Jermaine Johnson should be back this week. But overall, as costly as yesterday's win was, a win is a win. Jets go to 5-2, 4-0 on the road, coming home to easily their biggest game of the year, the New England Patriots at MetLife Stadium. Patriots team that's playing as we speak, trying to move to 4-3. This is a monster game. And again, we'll get into it. The, you know, the Patriots went up to score a year ago, the fact that, you know, the Jets have beaten them, you know, one or two times in the last, you know, decade, you know, 12 in a row, the Patriots have won. This game is massive. Jets debuting their new helmets, the Brickishaw Ferguson Ring of Honor night. We'll get into all that. But again, Jets beat the Broncos 16-9. Sauce Gardner, probably the MVP of the game for the Jets, if not DJ Reed. And Jets, again, getting Elijah Moore back. Trade for James Robinson, and you'll and they lost Elijah Vera Tucker and Breece Hall for the year. We'll be back Thursday episode with Sam Monson of Pro Football Focus, and then we'll have more later on the week. Thanks to everybody for listening. We'll talk to you guys soon.